Today is August 5th, and we are technically coming to you from the X75 production studio in my bedroom. But you're listening to this on the WBGR Sports Network, on WBGRSports.com, and on the WBGR app, which is available on both iTunes and Google Play. Fortunately, there's no video to watch, so there's no Facebook Live or YouTube video that we can show at the same time as this airs. It's just me, Mike, no Bernie today, but I do have Dixon here, who made his on-camera debut last week with the jersey episode where we talk about all the Adidas jerseys, and I loved how you just waved to a microphone that nobody could see. Do you feel special?
When do I not feel special is the better question to
ask. You know what? Just go back to waving to the microphone that nobody's going to watch you do. But anyways, so we were thinking about topics, ironically, and today is actually July 22nd. We just finished up today's actual episode where we had Suds in, and on the drive up, we were thinking, man, what do we talk about on this August 5th episode that we had to pre-record? And then all of a sudden, one of our listeners, Jolene, she was asking a bunch of questions on the Facebook Live, but all of her questions were about the Mighty Ducks movie.
Yeah, which...
And it just came up to this idea, and I said it on the air, so if you heard this July 22nd episode, you would know that today's episode is about hockey movies. And I couldn't argue with that. We didn't know what the heck we were going to talk about, and somebody did something random on the Facebook Live, and it worked out for us.
Yeah, it was. The question was about
Gordon... Oh, she was asking random questions.
But she was asking random questions, but she was asking about Gordon Bombay and the...
hooking up with the Iceland chick.
The Icelandic chick. And it was just one of those random things, like... I'm sitting behind
the soundboard.
The soundboard.
Doing a horrible job in the beginning of the episode, might I add.
That's something we're not going to air that out on here, but I was just standing behind the soundboard, like, waving my arms, like, I have no idea. But, which, then that said, there's a lot of movies that we can talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we got the Mighty Ducks trilogy, you have Miracle, Slapshot, Goon, which actually just had a sequel come out, which we haven't seen because it's only in Canada right now.
Making its way down to the States
soon.
Yeah,
it'll make its way to the States soon. But you also have, like, Mystery Alaska, which I've never seen. You have a documentary called Red Army, which is about, you know, the Soviet Union national team and, you know, how it actually played a role in the fall of the Soviet Union, which a lot of people may not know. Great documentary. I definitely recommend watching it.
Excellent documentary. Yeah. And one night when I came over, you said, hey.
I said, you're sitting down, you're watching this.
And you said, hey, I have a good idea what we can watch. And I said, what's that? And I said, Red Army. And I said, cool.
You're making it kind. It was more of along the lines of, sit down, shut up, you're watching this.
Well, I'm trying to be kind with it since, you know,
I'm not
trying to make you out to be an evil, evil person.
Oh, I already think people know I'm an evil, evil person. But that's besides the point. But, you know, instead of, like, going over every single hockey movie that's ever come out, and which, by the way, there's actually a hockey monster in Power Rangers Mystic Force that I just learned about yesterday. It actually had a goalie stick, and it would actually shoot with the goalie stick ice bombs at the Power Rangers.
That would sound interesting, but at the same time, that would be very confusing.
But then at the same time, it's probably a lot better than the 1997 Batman and Robin, Mr. Freeze and his goons playing ice hockey with George Clooney's Batman and Christopher O'Donnell's Robin. See, look, we're nerds. We're bringing up Power Rangers and Batman and talking about, this is real. This is legitimately real. So if you actually watch Power Rangers Mystic Force, which is season number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So it's season 14 of Power Rangers. Yes, I legitimately counted all the DVDs sitting in my room right next to my little tray.
Dork.
So Mystic Force legitimately has a monster where it's shooting hockey pucks at them. Whereas, like, in the past, like, in if people watched Mighty Morphin, you always had, like, a soccer monster or a basketball monster or football monster.
Something crazy.
But nobody ever did hockey monster, and then it finally got to see one in Mystic Force. But, yeah, but if you watch Batman and Robin, like, Mr. Freeze, Arnold, you know, they actually had a... They actually did a hockey game fight battle thingy.
Which
was okay, and I could tolerate it because they were playing hockey.
But the rest of the movie is pretty...
But it's still very, very, very
bad.
Very bad, which everyone in the Batman fandom still tries to block it out of our memory. But then we do stuff like this where we start talking about Batman and Robin, and everyone goes, oh God, why did you watch that?
So, well, I mean, because it was supposed to be part of...
Because we like torturing each other.
True, but originally we didn't know it was going to be that bad until...
That's also true. We didn't know that it was going to be so bad that the only person that we actually liked in the movie was Uma Thurman.
And even she was pretty bad.
No. I think she was still legitimately the best person in that movie, like, hands down. So...
I mean, her as a person is one thing, but, you know... Just her role...
Let's just be brutally honest. Arnold Schwarzenegger should have never been Mr. Freeze.
And, you know, Clooney should have never been Batman.
It almost ended his career.
That was
true that, story. That was almost...
Before, that almost killed before, his entire career.
Yeah, before it even started his movie career, it almost killed his career. Because but I don't think people want to hear us talk about George Clooney having his career almost ended by Batman and Robin. Although we were talking a lot about the hockey. But to Lionel Green at WBGR, if you have anybody on the WBGR network who wants to talk about Batman, horrible movie ideas, Power Rangers, or anything like that, please feel free to give them my information to that host, and I'll be glad to come on the show and talk nerd stuff.
Anyways, back to the original.
Back to the original point of this. Oh, this is a great thing. You know, we need to think about, like, what other movies, not hockey movies or shows that have involved hockey. Like, real quick, like, let's finish off this segment just talking about that, because...
Were they done, like, hockey bits?
Yeah, were they done, like, hockey bits that, like... Like, I mean, obviously, we're talking about Batman and Robin and how bad the movie was, but how funny it is that they put, like, a semi-hockey game into it.
I mean, usually depending on how popular a series is. Like, I know it wasn't, like, anything with the actual characters, but I know How I Met Your Mother did a couple things with some hockey-related stuff.
Cheers with Eddie Lebeck, which was brought up in the very beginning when we first started on WBGR.
I'm not, can't recall anything, like, off memory, but I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure you can go back and, like, cartoons. I'm pretty sure, you know, the 30 years that Simpsons has been on, they've done something. Oh, well,
definitely Snoopy in the Peanuts gang, because you know that, you know, I always remember how for Peanuts, you know, they always had, like, comic strips where Charles Schulz actually drew up, you know, Snoopy pretending he's winning the Stanley Cup on the frozen bird feeder, or bird bath. So it's like, yeah, so Snoopy's always had it.
I'm sure that there have been several things. It's just things that we can't think of because there's probably been so much within, you know, some sort of a not print media, but some sort of a form of media over the past 100 years where there's been something involving hockey.
Oh yeah.
Whether it be film, on like a motion picture, like TV series, or in an animated TV series, or something in comic strips, it's on any kind form of media. There's had to have been several things.
Oh yeah, definitely, and you know, and that's the stuff that we got to look at, you know, and you know, maybe that we save that for another episode when we know we're not going to be on the air and we got to pre-record another episode. Which, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that you're all like going like, man. June, they had a pre-recorded episode. July, they had a pre-recorded episode. Now, August, they have a pre-recorded episode. It's the off-season, people. Let us live our off-seasons a little bit. You know, trust me. When September comes, I think we're going to have one in September right before training camp starts. I don't know. Contracts pending. Fingers crossed, because I kind of really want this contract. we do have lives, as everyone heard on the July 22nd show when Russell from the New York Rangers blog Full Tilt called in and he mentioned DerpyCon. Yes, I am contracted to be at DerpyCon in November, which is going to be cool, and we're going to still have me on the show. I'm just going to call in from New Jersey. It's just how it's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those deals. But, it is what it is. This is definitely something that we can research looking into future have to pre-record episodes just because, you know, maybe it's a holiday. We want to take the holiday off. You know, we're people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're not robots. Well, you might be because you've been around for like what 5 million years,
and you're not that far behind. I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm 30. You know, well, I'm 30 years old. Period. You're just like you're from the, you know, like from the caveman era.
Oh wow! So we're no longer going to say I'm from the Cretaceous period. Awesome.
Yeah, you kind of got a promotion.
Wow. If I'm from the Cretaceous period, then you're from the Jurassic period, but yet I'm older than you by 6 months.
Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? So, but with that, we're getting off the rails. I think this is the perfect time for us to take a commercial break. When we come back from commercial break, we'll get a bit more serious for you guys, and we'll talk about hockey movies, and I think the best movie to start with will be a movie that really transcended and really pushed the envelope, and that's Slapshot. So we'll be right back from the break. Looking for that little treasure in Germantown, Maryland? We'll look no further than the Dutch Family Restaurant located at 12613 Wisteria Drive in Germantown, Maryland. From egg omelets and burgers to full-course Amish-style meals, Dutch Family Restaurant does not disappoint. You can visit the Dutch Family Restaurant Thursday through Saturdays. For more information and to see their menu, visit them on Facebook today. Fans, we're talking movies, specifically hockey movies. We kind of went off the rails, but that's also because we had some really funny stuff to talk about regarding Batman and Power Rangers, how they included hockey. We talked a little Snoopy, but as we mentioned before the break, we're going to talk about one of the movies that really transcended and really pushed the envelope, and that is the movie Slapshot, which had unfortunately 2 sequels, maybe a potential 3rd sequel now, maybe.
Yeah.
Please stop making straight-to-DVD movies. It's just no bueno, bro. But
yeah,
But when you look at Slapshot and you look at what that movie is about, you know, yeah, it's a coming of age for certain people. It's about a hockey team that's being sold, and the player coach doesn't know what his future holds for him. You know, there's like all this uncertainty and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, what do we get? We get good old hockey and a lot of violence, you get some of the greatest quotes. It's a lot of them we can't repeat on here.
No.
For obvious reasons, we're a PG-13 show, but, you know, when it's they brought their effing toys.
Yeah,
you know, and then it's like, is that foil? It's like, yeah, we're putting on the foil. You want some, coach?
Yeah, it's one of those movies for it being a movie that's, what, 40-something years old now?
Oh, yeah, it's 40 now.
When you go back and look at it, I mean, and you see at and this is really not kind of going off the rails, but not really, but you see a lot of stuff with, you know, like minor league teams, whether it be like in baseball or, you know, minor league hockey teams, you see a lot of teams doing like a Slapshot theme night where they try to replicate some things like the jerseys and stuff, and you see a lot of people at conventions
people
and
wearing the Hanson glasses.
Wearing the Hanson glasses and wearing the Chiefs jersey, and it's a great thing to see because it just shows.
Well, when you look at the movie Slapshot, I mean, what happened two seasons ago? You had the Kraft Hockeyville be done in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, which is where they filmed the movie, and it was like the Pittsburgh Penguins versus I think Winnipeg.
I think so.
And you had the Hansons in the Penguins locker room going, doing their typical speech like they would in the movie. And it's like, and to see something like that be able to, from the 70s to now, still have that lasting impact. I mean, and here's the thing, when the movie came out, we were legitimately not born.
No.
Even though we joked that you're from like 5 million years ago. You were there when the wheel was invented. But the thing is that, we weren't born, but, like, our dads were.
Yes.
My dad would be quoting that stuff all the time when I was a kid. I would never understand. And then I got a little older when I could technically watch the movie because it is an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
And it was great. So, like, when you have characters like the Hansons and
right.
Paul and Newman's character and, skating around on the ice with nothing but a jock strap on with a trophy raised above your head.
but
funny, kinky right there.
Funny thing about Slapshot, I actually didn't see, I saw bits and pieces, when I was 18, 19 years old, but it didn't come until maybe 5 years ago when I actually saw the movie. I think it was sitting in, like, for, like, when it, like, if you go to Target or something for, like, the holidays, you'll see, like, the Blu-ray sitting there for, like, $5. And I saw it, and I picked it up, and I said, I'm making it a goal. I'm going to watch this, and I'm going to enjoy it. That was probably as soon as I got home, I watched it, and I haven't watched it since. But that's probably a good, and I can't quote a lot of things. I can't remember a lot of it off the top of my head.
So, tell us about High Sticking. Well, you see, it's when the player raises his stick up like this, and he go to penalty box, he go for 2 minutes, and he feels shame. Very beginning of the movie.
But
and then he was going over the rules of like slashing, and he actually slashes the interviewer in the ankle, and he's like, "Urgh!"
Again, yeah, that can just show you that's a movie that if you are a true hockey fan, that is a movie that you can sit down and watch and enjoy, and it's a movie that does age very well. It's a movie that you can't get bored with.
It's a movie you do not, and I repeat, do not remake, and you've already made the mistake of doing three straight to
two,
DVD.
Two known sequels and a rumored
third. Wait,
hold on.
I'm hopping on to Amazon real quick.
If they did, the two sequels, maybe they were just, cashing in on, an opportunity, and if a third one, but even then, that's silly because you can't really do that with a classic movie like Slapshot.
Okay, hold on. Amazon's not going to be the way to do it. IMDb. IMDb is your friend, and known fact, of the three people who do or work behind the scenes of the Experience Hockey Talk, I am the only one with an IMDb page.
Which is funny, and I mean, you just can't remake Slapshot. I mean, and Slapshot, yes, came out in 1977, so it is, in fact,
40 years old.
It is actually, in fact, 40
Slapshot
years.
2 came out in 2002, stars Stephen Baldwin, Gary Busey, and Jessica Steen and the Hansons.
Oh, joy.
Let's see who else is in this disaster.
Let's see.
Gary Busey. Yeah, you got the Hansons.
Who else?
That's about it. Dave Babich, who used to play in the NHL, is in there. Let's see.
Looks like a bunch of other unknowns.
Yeah. Chris Chelios is in it.
Which he probably has maybe.
Chris Chelios is in it as Chris Chelios.
So he probably stars himself.
No! I didn't know in the credits when it says Chris Chelios plays himself, he played himself. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, my mind has been blown by an idiot.
Is that going on the list?
I have the clipboard right over there. Let's see here. Now, Slapshot 3, the Junior League, came out in 2008.
And
that was also straight to DVD.
And that's probably...
That stars the Hansons. Mark Messier is in it. Doug Gilmore. Leslie Nielsen is the mayor of Charlestown.
So, I mean, it's probably, you know...
Okay, you know what? I'll give them credit. They got Leslie Nielsen in there. I like Leslie Nielsen.
So, for this one, it seems more like it would
no,
be...
No, it's still a steaming pile of dog poo.
Well, all joking aside from that, it's probably
It got
more...
a 4.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Could be worse.
Slapshot 2 got a 4.4.
Could be worse.
And then, apparently, they have another thing here called Slapshot.
Which is probably a rumor.
It's the rumored remake.
Hey, as long as they can get the right people to do it.
No.
But hey, hear me out,
no.
though. If you can get the right people and have, you know, Paul Newman come back in it.
Not Paul Newman.
Not Paul Newman.
Dude, he's dead. Yes, let's dig up Paul Newman from beyond the grave and go, hey, Paul, can you reprise your role, please? It's like digging up Ronald Reagan and saying, hey, can you run for office again?
And no one wants that.
Well, that's a debate for another show, and it's not this one.
But no, I mean, they could probably get the Hansons to, you know, play, like,
a
major
cameo.
Role.
You know, the Hansons are in their 50s now.
In their 50s?
Yeah, like the actual Hansons?
I mean, they can still do it. I mean, if they're able to go to conventions and stuff and do appearances and stuff, I'm sure they can.
Yeah, but they're not going to lace up the skates and play.
No, not
You
I'm
can't
not
have the Hanson brothers in a remake
I wasn't
at
saying,
the same time reintroducing a new trio as the Hanson brothers.
Well, no, I wasn't saying to play. I was saying to be like coaches or something. Let me finish my thought before getting on.
Please just smack yourself.
It could work, though. I mean, if they do it the right way, it could work. It can work. It just, you have to be right with it and not do something stupid.
For the record, because people can't see us, to give you an animated vision on your eye, close your eyes for a moment. Just close your eyes. Okay, your eyes are closed. Good. I am staring heavily at Dixon, going, I want to punch you in the face. Why haven't I punched you in the face? Please, God, give me the strength to punch him in the face. You may now open your eyes. And please, God, if you are driving, I hope you do not close your eyes. Because if you did, and then you crashed, I'm not taking responsibility for it. Dixon will.
No, I won't.
Shut up, Dixon.
Anyways.
The endless laughter. You know what? I'm going to bench you like you're Goldberg.
Wow. And what a great segue to go into, if it's okay with you, to go into the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll probably spend the next segment talking about Mighty Ducks, too. And because that's what we... I mean, here's the thing. Like, we grew up with Mighty Ducks. Actually, if I pull out this box from underneath my bed, I actually have the VHS tape for the animated Mighty Ducks movie, when the ducks were actually from another planet, they're actual ducks that are kind of like humanoid at the same time. They actually did a season for a year, which is actually, I loved it.
Really? I thought they did the TV series for like 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. No. Back to IMDb, back to our friend.
Which is a shame, because, you know, the Mighty Ducks, and I think, didn't the Mighty Ducks TV series come from the movie itself?
Yes, it came from the movie itself, but it also came out because of the fact that they actually brought in the NHL franchise and Disney owned the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. So,
which, and that...
So let's going over here. There we go. So, Mighty Ducks, the movie, the first Face-Off. Oh, wow, James Belushi's in it. He's one of the voice actors. So, you had...
Yeah, that was when that came out in 97.
Oh, what? I didn't know this, and I met him, too. Towson Coleman, who is originally from the original animated series of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, is one of the voices in there.
Really? I did not know that.
And I've met... I mean, his autograph is hanging up on my wall. You know, people can't look at it because we're not on Facebook Live or anything, but if we did, I'd just kind of move our imaginary camera to the wall where some of my autographed photos from conventions are hanging.
Really?
But Tim Curry was Lord Dragoonus.
That I remember.
James Belushi was Phil Palmfeather. Let's see here. Brad Garrett was Grin.
That I remember as well. Vaguely, but I remember it.
And that's all it's given. Oh, and Ian Ziering was Wild Wing.
I remember that.
And ladies and gentlemen, for the record, this is also how they got Wild Wing. Or no, this was spawned because of the mascot Wild Wing.
Yes, exactly.
So let's see here. That movie came out on April 8th, 1997. The TV show came out in 1996 and only went from 96 to 97. And they did a total of 26 episodes.
Really? I thought that the TV series lasted for at least two or three seasons.
That tells me the fact that they did 26 episodes tells me that they only did one season.
Yeah.
But let's look at the cast for this one. You had Brad Garrett back as Grin. Jennifer Hale was Mallory McMallard, which she was also in the film. Ian Ziering was Wild Wing once again, but he only did 24 episodes.
Well, what it seems like, so they did the TV series first, and then did the animated movie.
Yeah, that's what it was. Tim Curry was Lord Dragoonus. Jim Cummings, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's done, like, millions of things.
And he was only in six episodes.
Well, he did Commander Xenon, Emperor Charg, Emperor Xyloid, J76412, K-Zor, Limpy Labago, Stanley Sterinsky.
He did a bunch of...
Rob Paulsen, who was the original Raphael and is the most recent Donatello in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've met him a couple times. I got his autographs up on my wall.
So, yeah, I mean, they had a lot of, you know, notable actors in there.
There's one, Matt Frewer. Who was Big Russ Thompson in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Really?
Who, by the way, for those of you local to the Baltimore, D.C. area, Matt Frewer will be at Farpoint Convention in February of next year, which I will be at. And I've already made my intentions know that I have to interview him because he's also the voice of Sid the Squid in Batman the Animated Series.
Yes, he is.
So, and Geehee Bear, the goalie for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. He was the original goalie of the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. He did a cameo episode in, I think, the very first episode. Tress McNeil, who we all know from The Simpsons.
Yep.
Looking at this, you're going like, man, this is a great voice cast.
It's just a shame, though, that it only lasted, you know, one season.
Well, it comes down to that thing. It's like, you know, you and I, right now, we're nerding out over it excessively because that's our jam right there.
It was a good part of our childhood.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but it could have been one of those things because it was, you know, also syndicated and there was never a set schedule, so it would appear.
That wasn't syndicated. If I remember right, the Mighty Ducks animated series had a set time, had a set date. It's just that, you know, for whatever reason, and I was looking at it, you know, they do the rankings on mm-hmm. IMDb for all the episodes, and, like, the first few episodes, they're getting, like, 8.5, 8.8, 8.6, but then everything else is 0.0. So it's like, well, what the hell happened to all the other episodes? What's their scores? You know, if all these episodes are getting, like, 8, you know, the first five episodes are getting 8 and above, obviously you got yourself a good series here, so what went wrong?
It was probably, it could have been a various number of different things. I mean, since, you know, it was a Disney thing, it was probably, you know, on ABC on like Saturday mornings or something when they
I think it was on
Saturday mornings when they used to have Saturday morning cartoons go from like 7 a.m. until like 1 p.m.
God, I miss Saturday morning cartoons. They just don't do them the way they used to anymore.
But I mean, it just goes to show you, the Mighty Ducks TV series, the animated TV series was good, the animated movie was good. All three, like,
I mean, I have the animated movie. I mean, I have the animated. I mean, I have the animated movie on VHS under my bed. I'm not pulling it out right now because that requires me to move the chair that I'm sitting in,
but get underneath
the bed.
But honestly, though, we believe you. I mean, it's been ages since I've seen that animated movie. I mean, when I think of the Mighty Ducks movies, I obviously
God, and that was like 20 years ago.
Well, the original Mighty Ducks movie came out in 92.
Yeah, so I know. That's 25 years old.
And then I remember
the animated stuff is like 20 years old.
It's 20 years old, yeah. And I mean, when I first saw the Mighty Ducks
movie, it's almost eligible to start drinking.
Actually, it pretty much is.
Yeah, it debuted in 96, yeah.
Regardless, when I first saw the Mighty Ducks movie, the one that came in 92, I think I saw it like 94, and then I immediately saw D2, which they did a big part of it that was involving the Goodwill Games, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was the Goodwill Games.
And then the third one, which me personally, I felt was the weakest because
you didn't have Gordon Bombay in the film as the coach, but it still had its important lessons, which was, you know, in the very beginning, if you look at it movie by movie by movie, the first Mighty Ducks was about them becoming an actual team.
Right.
Being team players. Something that Gordon Bombay himself had to do. And he had to realize you have to lose to win. You know, kind of like the conversation with Suds, you know, about the Street Sharks losing and stuff like that. It's like, well, you know, it probably would have been a better benefit for the Street Sharks if we lost during the regular season, to help us build up that character going into the playoffs.
Right.
You know, when you look at it from that perspective, that probably would have been a benefit to us, but we ended up winning every game except for two that we tied. You know, same deal for the Mighty Ducks. This was a team, the only difference is that mine's a team that wins, there was a team that loses.
Right.
And for a team that loses all the time, you don't know what it means to win, and for a coach that comes in that's always used to winning, going to a losing scenario, how do you
instill
a winning attitude into all the losers? And if you saw, like, Gordon Bombay, he was always trying to, you know, get the kids to cheat, and that wasn't the kids' thing. They weren't going to cheat. It wasn't in them. And, you know, and that's something that he had learned. That was a pill that he had to swallow, and that's what made him a better coach in the end. And then when you look at, the second movie about the Goodwill Games, you know, having to balance, you know, maybe wanting to have a personal life and then the hockey for Gordon Bombay, you know, like when the person asks us, like, oh, what were your thoughts when Gordon Bombay hooked up with the Iceland chick and stuff like that? You know, you got to look at it, but then at the same time, this is a team that's now winning. And now they're also adding in new players. They're adding new players. Certain players are feeling threatened, like Goldberg, because of the whole goalie thing. Julie the Cat, you know, being obviously a superior goaltender to Goldberg. Stuff like that. And then in the third movie, you know, and I'm kind of jumping the second one, but, you know, because I want to make a point to the third. You know, the third movie, now it's the team facing a complete change, because they aren't really the Ducks anymore. Now they all have scholarships to this
exclusive
high school to play out, to be their JV team until their varsity team graduates. And they're not playing under their coach anymore. They're playing under a new coach. So they're now having to learn to adapt to that new coach from who they're not used to and try to become a successful team. And yeah, you have the problems, you know, with Charlie and, you know,
and then him getting his C stripped from the
coach
and
knowing how to handle it. And it really is, when you look at it, a coming of age for all of, you know, the players. So it's you know, when you look at it from that perspective, all, honestly, you know, there have been rumors about a D4 movie. But the thing is, though, it's like, A, how would you make it work? B, I know that everybody wants to return to do it, but again, how would you make it work?
Because, I mean, you're also talking about also something that probably a lot of these people, maybe not a lot, but a few of these people may haven't done anything with filming in ages. So it's one of those things where also how do you do it, and what's your story? What are you gonna do? It's just one of those things where it's kind of hard to do something after 20 years.
Oh yeah, and especially the fact that like none of these guys are actual hockey players. They all had to learn how to play hockey to do the movie.
Right.
So it you know, you have to then add that challenge to the, hey, you know, we're actors learning how to play hockey. Whereas somebody like me would be, I'm a hockey player learning how to, I mean, I know how to act, because what people don't know about me is that, you know, as I mentioned, I have an IMDb. The reason I have an IMDb is because I have been in
movies.
I even wrote one. It's up on YouTube. Go watch it. It's pretty bad. But, okay, it's not that bad. But, you know, but one thing I love to do is I like to do my own hockey movie. But the problem is that a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because you got to rent the ice time. You got to make sure that you have people who know how to play hockey. You need to, you know, because you're going to have a production schedule. So, like, I mean, if you see these movies, like, you know, your superhero movies, like the Iron Mans, the Avengers, Power Rangers, Justice League, you know that these guys are going for boot camps before they start, you know, filming. But
yeah.
The thing is, though, is that, like, for, like, a small-time production like me, we don't have a boot camp. It's, I hope we have hockey players who know how to act.
And I mean, looking at your film that you did, going slightly off the rails here, but...
Oh, we always go off the rails.
But that took several months of things. And it was just because, you know, production schedules, timing, and just a bunch of other various different factors. You got to weigh in everything. So,
oh yeah,
it's just one of those things that you have to be careful. And that, I mean, I can't play hockey for anything. I can't skate for anything. And if you want to see me skate and just watch me fall on my ass several times, go ahead, take your best shot, Mike. But and then watch you truck me and try to Scott Stevens me.
Everyone can't see it, but I'm just nodding my head in approval with a big smile on my face, like, yep, you're right, I am gonna kill you. You're gonna be laying on the ice like Scott Stevens did to Paul Kreia in the 2003 Stanley Cup Finals.
You know what? Way to read my mind. I was gonna say, are you gonna, you know, give me the Paul Kreia treatment?
No, actually I was thinking more of the Eric Lindros.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Wow. I feel the love from over here. That actually kind of hurts.
Wow. We've been friends for too long. I'm sorry, we need to end this now. But, man, what a great radio story that could be. It's like, we've been friends forever. And it's like, just like, what, like an elbow to the head? You have, like, a concussion.
It's like, what happened to Dixon? It's like, oops. I concussed him. He's out on an indefinite hiatus. It's like, that's sad.
But yet nobody will miss you because you're never on camera.
Well, this is true, but, I mean, you know what they say, the show must go on.
Yeah. we'll leave you lying on the table, concussed or something. Yeah, like that one Family Guy episode where it was the Christmas episode. It was like in the very beginning of Family Guy where Lois loses it, and they shoot her up with tranquilizer darts, and they're doing like the family thing where they're saying like, "Oh, Happy Christmas," blah blah blah, and then it's like Lois, and she's just kind of like laying there with like drool coming out from her mouth.
That's, mumbling.
Yeah, we'll just do that with you.
Just put peanut butter in my mouth so it actually looks like my lips are moving.
We'll do. But, talk about going off the rails. Actually, you know, speaking of Family Guy, that's actually a good segue, though, for The Simpsons. because the Simpsons had hockey in there, where Bart and Lisa went up against each other. Lisa was a goaltender, and Bart was a forward.
That must have been. I don't remember when it was. I remember.
Oh, it had to be like the early the mid 90s when they did it.
Yeah, cause I just started to go back into watching those, and I vaguely remember it because when I first saw that was probably like you said early mid 90s, and that was 20 to 25 years ago.
Yeah, and they're going all the way up to season 30.
But that's besides the point.
Yeah. But there you go. You had Simpsons doing it with hockey. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the Jetsons did something hockey-esque. Maybe not ice hockey, but because it's in space and no gravity.
It's hockey-esque. Flintstones, they probably didn't really do anything.
I don't think Flintstones did, but I think Jetsons did.
It would make sense.
Somebody buy me the complete series of the Jetsons and the Flintstones. You'll be my best friend forever. Hi, buddy. And we'll watch every single episode, and we'll see if they ever do anything hockey. There you go. See?
There you go. Problem solved.
See, look, we started off with talking about Power Rangers and Batman. Now we're talking about the Flintstones and Jetsons.
But at least it all relates within the topic at hand, which is a good thing.
We try. Somebody buy me that, please. Please, please, please. And Batman Beyond while we're at it. But you know what? We're coming up on some time. We're going to take one more commercial break. And when we come back, we might as well talk about it. Miracle. So with that, we'll be right back from the break. Looking for that little treasure in Germantown, Maryland? We'll look no further than the Dutch Family Restaurant located at 12613 Wisteria Drive in Germantown, Maryland. From egg omelets and burgers to full-course Amish-style meals, Dutch Family Restaurant does not disappoint. You can visit the Dutch Family Restaurant Thursday through Saturdays. For more information and to see their menu, visit them on Facebook today.
Right from the start, we can't fall apart, 'cause this is our shot to play with all of our heart. And no one else cares, alone we must dare, to give what we've got and leave nothing to spare. Leave nothing to spare. We finally know that this is our goal, to somehow end up
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, we want to thank the bands Crimson Orchid and Eyeshine for the music that you listened to on this show. Huge shout out to especially the Jacob and Johnny. Thank you so much, guys, for giving me the permission to play this music on the show. It is greatly appreciated. And, of course, we're talking hockey movies. We're actually, we're going off the rails quite a bit, but yet again, when we're talking movies and we're both nerds, it's easy to do. But, as I mentioned before the break, there's one movie we haven't talked about yet, which I think we should, and that's the movie Miracle, potentially one of the greatest hockey movies ever made. And, it's another Disney movie. We're talking about, the Mighty Ducks animated series and movie. The Mighty Ducks movie trilogy. Mm-hmm. All those are Disney.
Yeah,
which also helped them when they owned a team.
Yeah, true. And when it just goes to show you, when someone tried to argue with me that the Mighty Ducks was not, a Disney film, I said, excuse me, yes it was. Like, no, I said, and then I pulled up IMDb and I said, distributed by Buena Vista, who was owned by Disney.
And I think still are.
Yeah, and I think Touchstone may have had a part in it as well, which is also owned by Disney. But again, and Miracle, which was a movie that came out for the 20th anniversary, was it the 20th anniversary?
I think it was the 25th.
it was either the 20th or the 25th anniversary of...
Back to IMDb. This is like the fifth time we're going to IMDb film or on this episode.
But IMDb is a good tool, but it also Miracle was a great movie. It's
2004, so 2004. They had to come out for the...
Essentially the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, they had to come out. What? This has it rated with a 7.5 out of 10. Screw you, hippie.
Anyways, Miracle was a great movie. I mean, everyone who knows the story about...
The 1980
The 1980 United States hockey team knows exactly everything that's going on with it, and it was a great movie. I remember when it came out in theaters, I saw it, and not gonna lie, granted, I was not alive when it happened, but...
Well, neither was I.
But it was probably one of the greatest upsets.
Oh, yeah.
In sports history, because,
like,
you know...
Like, here's the thing, you want to talk about upsets, you know, 2 weeks ago when we had Suds on, you know, he was talking about how, you know, the Street Sharks got upset by the First Ladies when it was completely the opposite. It wasn't even an upset. It was a game that you knew could go either way. It wasn't an upset game. I mean, we were the number one seed and they were the number five seed. But, you know, again, like I mentioned in the earlier segment, you know, if we had lost a couple games in the regular season and still be the first seed, you know, when we looked at it, you know, our games with them during the regular season were close. Compared to the U.S. Olympic team, when they did that exhibition game with the Soviets.
When they
before the Olympics, and they got smoked, like, what, like 11-3 or something?
Something like that. It was like 11-3, 12-2. It was some ridiculous margin.
They got smoked. And then for them to come in and beat the Soviets in the Olympics... You know, that, or in the medal round of all things.
Which, yeah, it was the semifinals.
Yeah. You know, when the U.S. beat the Soviets, that was an upset. Because they, the last time they played, were pretty much booed out of the building to winning that game. That's an upset. When you're playing close games against teams, and then and you beat the team the first time or the second time, and they beat you in the playoffs, it's not an upset because you're already playing close hockey with them.
Exactly.
So it's a massive difference compared to what others perceive it to be.
And Kurt Russell in that movie played...
Herb Brooks,
who... Kurt Russell did an amazing job, and if Herb Brooks was alive... to have, you know, watched it, I'm sure he would have
he didn't need to watch it. He lived it.
Well, but I'm saying when you know, an actor reprises a role, an important role like that, and they do a damn good job, you probably got to think that if he was alive, he probably would have stood up and done a nice clap for it. It just goes to show you, though, also... how great that movie was, and just by looking at the list, they had a lot of
the funny thing is that Billy Schneider played his dad Buzz,
which
that was great.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that, I mean, it's also,
and it's the only movie he ever did.
Really?
Yeah. See, look,
that's,
I mean, the other one I think is just a documentary where he played himself, but yeah, Billy Schneider only played his dad.
I mean, and he probably helped that, you know, his dad was, you know...
On the team.
But, to, like, you know, actually, tell
a lot
the
of the, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these guys were only... a lot of these guys only... Like, I think what they did was, is that for Miracle, they... You know, like we were talking about in the last thing, like, where they brought in all these kids for the Mighty Ducks movie, and none of them played hockey.
They probably did the same thing with Miracle.
Yeah, they did it the same for Miracle, but, like... But Jim Craig is an actual actor. But the thing is that when you actually look at the majority of the people who, like, starting with, like, Bobby Hansen, who played Dave Silk, Billy Schneider, who played his father, Buzz, Nate Miller, who played John Harrington, you know, okay, Harrington, he has a little bit, or Nate Miller has a little bit more, but a lot of these guys were probably hockey players. Who were brought in to be part of this movie.
And they probably didn't need to really do anything else because they were probably all, you know, high school, college aged, and they were all, you know, hockey players, and they probably only wanted to do this one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can't blame them for.
Yeah, and, you know, and you have Patricia Clarkson as, you know, Herb Brooks' wife, Patty. Noah Emmerich as Craig Patrick. You know, so it's like you had a great... And Eddie Cahill is Jim Craig. And what else did he do?
He's done Under the Dome, which was
CSI New York. He did Conviction recently.
He's done a couple, looks like, of, like, you know, TV series
stuff.
He was
in Lords of Dogtown. Yeah. Oh, he did seven episodes of Friends as Tag Jones. So anybody who likes the show Friends, Jim Craig, the actor who plays Jim Craig, is in Friends in 2000 to 2001.
Interesting. But yeah, it just goes to show you that miracle that was another great movie. And not going to lie, what I was going to say before, when we weren't alive, but, I mean, there were probably people who cried happy tears, and then at the end of the movie, I cried a little happy tear, because it was a good story.
I didn't cry. I'm a heartless person.
Well, of course you are. That just goes to show that...
How heartless I am?
Exactly. I was going to say something a little bit more risque, but I'm not going to, because at the...
You want risque? They just announced a Wonder Woman sequel.
Nice.
Exactly. And that wasn't risque at all. I just wanted to lead the people on. But, you know, so, yeah, I mean, but it's cool. But, you know, we're going to get serious for a moment here. You know, as people know, I've been talking about it on the show now 2 weeks now. You've been seeing the posts on Facebook. You've been seeing the tweets on Twitter. We are now going to Patreon. Patreon, actually, I should really cheat and do this. I should have prepared for this moment. But Patreon, for those wondering, is a place where people like me, who are creators, can go and create, I guess you could say, subscription services to help us create content. And I'm trying to get into the, and it keeps going back there. Stop staring at my friend Dixon.
No, I'm just looking to see what you're doing.
But build your page. Actually, that was a better one right there. So, you know, what this is that Patreon is, if you're a creator like myself, this is a place that will help you, or help us, be able to build up funds to do what we love to do. Which, me, it's loving to talk to you people about hockey. It's my love. It's my passion. And, here we go. That's what I was looking for. Talking about Patreon. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it easy for creators to get paid. What a lot of people don't know is that I don't get paid to do this. The way I get paid is normally on a radio show, you get paid through advertisers and sponsors. We're not going to be having that route much longer. We're going with Patreon effective August 1st. Or that has already started this past August 1st, because it's August 5th now. I'm remembering. But, you know, this is the thing, you know, like I said, it's a membership platform that makes it easier for creators to get paid. By doing this, you know, we have our goals, which everyone sees on the Patreon page and stuff like that. In order to do this show, not from the exclusive studio of my bedroom, but from the really high-tech studio of WBGR, we have to pay for it. All that money comes out of my pocket, and I don't think people really understand that. You know, it's you gotta spend money to make money. But what we're gonna do is that, like, with this Patreon, we're going to make sure that we give you just as much back as you're going to give. Because, first off, I love the listeners. I want to thank everyone who listens to us every week, even when we're not live like this one. But we had to make some tough decisions, and while doing it, you know, I was able to go, well, our first goal is to make 300 a month. 300 a month keeps us on the air on WBGR Sports Network. It's the fee that we pay to rent the studio. So if we get 300 a month, we stay on WBGR. And for people who, you know, contribute a dollar, you get all the posts. $5, you know, you're considered a rookie. You get to view the Patreon post. You get a decal or magnet with our logo on it, which we have a brand new logo now, which was made by Brian Massey and Colin over at Castwave Studios. And then, of course, if you contribute $15 right now, you get the decal or magnet, you get to see all the posts, but you also get access to a weekly Patreon exclusive episode, which will begin in October. Please note, it begins in October. The reason for that is that because we want to get through all the NHL training camp stuff, that we're not going to worry about what the topic is of that exclusive show, which we'll be letting you know what that exclusive show is in September. Then what we're going to do is that once we reach our goal of 300 a month, we are then going to have more goals. The next goal after that will be $500 a month. If we get the $500 a month, we will open up a brand new tier, which is called Superstar, where you get you get all the stuff that the veteran tier has, but in Superstar tier, you get a one-time-only hat with the TXHT logo on it. And then, you know, we have a couple other goals. We have a few other tiers that will be unlocked once those goals have been reached. I'm not going to jump too far ahead of those right now, but please note that we have an All-Star tier, a Legend tier, and a Hall of Famer tier as well. All of them just adding on to what you can get from us as a thank you to all of you for contributing to this show and making this show able to do what we need to do, and that is give you serious hockey talk to you, the serious hockey fans. So with that, please note that, you know, if you do contribute to our Patreon, please be patient. It is something that I'm still learning. I have great people teaching me along the way as well. But I am going to do my best. No, not I will do my best. I am going to do my best to, you know, make sure that you're all taken care of while contributing to the Patreon. So, again, this is where creators, you know, get the help to be paid for memberships. And I hope you all sign up for the Experience Hockey Talks Patreon membership, because this is a show I love doing. It's my passion, and I know many others are out there are very passionate about hockey as well. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And with that, you can follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/txhthockey and on Twitter at @txht_hockey. And as always, we like to thank the people here at WBGR Sports Network for allowing us to give you hockey talk on the WBGR Sports Network. And as always, until next time, and next weekend when we have Anya Bottolino from the NWHL on, we will see you on the ice. Attention hockey fans, you want serious hockey talk? Then listen to the Experience Hockey Talk on the WBGR Sports Network. Join hosts Michael Lindebaum and Bernie Deal as they review the past week for the Washington Capitals, NHL, and NWHL. You can listen to the Experience Hockey Talk at 11 a.m. every Saturday at the WBGRSports.com and on the WBGR Sports Network Facebook page. For more information, visit facebook.com/experience. Hockey Talk.
substitute, not a substitution. I am.